And now we return to the second hour of One World Collide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Don't forget to check out the Republic Trading Group for investments in precious metals, gold and silver. The Republic Trading Group, which can be contacted at 800-691-7898. That's 800-691-7898. Or go to republictradinggroup.com online. Tell them you heard it here on this show, When Worlds Collide, with Mark Anderson on RBN. Just a few announcements and miscellaneous items before the next break, after which we'll bring on Jerry Mazza, a New York City-based journalist who's written a lot on the financial situation, and on 9/11 and some other very bone-chilling matters. Before we get into that, I'll mention that American Free Press, that is yours truly here, just returned from spending a little bit of time with the Minutemen Civil Defense Corps. We had a couple of their guests, a couple of their members on this show as guests in recent shows, and I saw the Mexico-U.S. border firsthand and got a very much clearer idea of what the Minutemen do, and they'll be our first story in the hard copy version of AFP coming out in the very next issue. That'll be issue number 44 for 2008, so check that out soon. To get a trial subscription to AFP, you can always call 888-699-NEWS. That's 888-699-NEWS, or go to AmericanFreePress.net. And the online version of the Minuteman story is on there, along with lots of other up-to-the-minute news, both more contemplative, exploratory articles, as well as more breaking news are on the website, AmericanFreePress.net. And I look forward to talking with our next guest. I met him September 07 when I went to cover some 9/11-related matters. That's quite a memorable time in New York City. And that was at a federal courthouse where the well-known 9/11 widow, Ellen Mariani, was having her case, well, not really so much heard, but sort of kicked around by the federal courts, who have never really treated her very well. And I met Jerry in the process, and he's a no-nonsense commentator and reporter, and we can get his views on the financial debacle that's gripping this nation. Though I am wondering if it really is the global financial meltdown that we're told by the conventional media that it is. It's always funny how the conventional media will say that papers like American Free Press or maybe even the online journal that Jerry writes for are, you know, fear-mongering, or we're paranoid, or we see wrongdoers under every bed and under every hood. But really, the conventional media are the real fear-mongers. They're the ones that say the sky is falling with the what they say is the lock, stock, and barrel full consensus that the greenhouse effect is totally man-made, and that we're all going to melt down physically as well as financially. I submit that all views should be on the table, and that we should take a careful approach before we go making sweeping statements like global financial meltdown or global warming that's going to cause both polar ice caps on either end of the earth to turn to liquid and flood our cities and tear them asunder. I think it's very important that we take a balanced look at all issues, but always a bold look, and try and get to the core causes and the potential solutions, not just raise the fear bar and never go from there. But we'll be right back after these messages with Jerry Mazza. Stay tuned here on RBN.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on to the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Returning now to One World Collide here on RBN, I'd like to welcome Jerry Mazza. I hope I'm saying your last name right, Jerry. Is it Mazza?
You are. Mazza, Mazza, however you
want. I hate to start with the wrong thing in that regard. I am looking at one of your articles here, and it's very intriguing, especially where we get into the Greenspan-Bush-Never-Pay syndrome.
All right.
One of your recent pieces, you always seem to have kind of a shining a light in the shadows effect to your articles, which I've always liked.
Thank you.
Those hidden corners that even the best writers that get kind of carried away with the here and now, the stuff of the moment,
right,
overlook. And I think they're both important. You have to have the breaking news and the
and
all that, but you also have to shine the lights where people don't always think to shine them.
Right.
And now, tell me a little, Jerry, before we get into specific subject matter, about the online journal. It seems to have a pretty good diversity of bold commentary and news. Is it widely read?
Yeah, I think it's fairly widely read. The editor is Bev Conover. I am associate editor, one of several associate editors.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a really fine lineup of writers. If that doesn't sound too self-serving, there's Paul Craig Roberts, who's a former assistant secretary of the Treasury for Reagan.
Who was on our first hour. Yeah, we just got
right.
done talking to Paul.
Uh-huh. And he's a wonderful thinker and has now come over to the other side of the aisle, fortunately for us. Carolyn Baker, who's a historian and has done a wonderful article with Mark Crispin Miller in this issue about the stealing of elections. And, you know, just a whole swath of really good writers who dig into things and, as you said, don't go for necessarily just the breaking news, but what's behind the breaking news and the dark corners of the breaking news. So,
That could never be more important than it is today. I know, just like with your online journal at American Free Press, we try to either get the stories that aren't being reported at all, or we take those that are,
right.
but get beyond the here and now stuff of the instant and start shining lights throughout the whole cathedral, if you will, and looking in every little nook and cranny, looking for whichever gargoyle we need to know about here. And there are lots of gargoyles out there. They have names like Henry Kissinger and Zbigniew Brzezinski and obscure members of the G7 whom the average American couldn't name even under gunpoint.
Right, as well as Alan Greenspan and
some of
our more popular players.
Right. Your friend and mine, old Al.
Right.
Now, I know that of the articles you've written, I've seen a lot on 9/11 and some of the behind-the-scenes matters there and a lot on the financial situation and some other matters. But I think primarily today we'll talk about the financial situation.
Sure.
What is the very latest? Now, I know one of the things I really took an interest in was that Henry Paulson, the former Goldman Sachs chump, now with somehow heading our Treasury Department, who would have thought,
right.
He traveled to China, you're saying here on a recent online journal article, with Greenspan.
Right.
Now, was this since Greenspan left the Federal Reserve?
I am not exactly sure. I think that it probably was before Greenspan left.
Yeah.
That they were out to
secure the release of $4.5 trillion from Chinese intelligence.
Right. And this money had been held in the People's Bank of China since the arrest and imprisonment of a chap named Leo Wanta in Lausanne, Switzerland, in July 1992. And that, in and of itself, is a very interesting story. I don't know if you want to touch on that at this point, but I'd be happy to.
Go on. We might as well touch on that. We need to be a little mindful of our commercial breaks.
Sure.
We're kind of in a cool zone for now, though. Go on, though.
Okay. Well, Leo Wanta was a U.S. Treasury official. He was appointed trustee to a large sum of money by President Ronald Reagan. And in fact, he was part of sort of destabilizing the Soviet Union as it turned into Russia and breaking the back of its currency. And walked away with a huge amount of money on behalf of the U.S. government and Russian.
As his compensation, if you will.
Well, it wasn't his compensation. He was really on a mission from Reagan to do this, to bankrupt the economy. And he was a very brilliant financial thinker, and he engineered this plan. And actually, Russian intelligence took part in it, in the destabilization of the Soviet Union, because they wanted Russia to emerge as a modern nation, and the empire that it bore was too much to bear, which sounds curiously familiar.
Yeah, but when will ours become too much to bear? But go on.
Well, I think we're at the breaking point. But anyhow, Wanta established a fund that is now worth some $27.5 trillion.
Ooh.
And exists.
That's a lot of pennies.
Yes, it is stashed in Swiss banks.
And what is this fund for?
This fund is for the American people, ironically.
Ooh,
and
okay.
For education, road building, infrastructure, or whatever it's needed for. I mean,
$27.5 trillion.
Right. And
we're talking kind of a black budget account here, if you will?
Yeah, exactly. And
what is it not doing? What is not happening, or what is happening, whichever?
There was supposed to be a release of $4.5 trillion from this fund.
$4.5 trillion from a total of 27.5. Yeah, 27
trillion.
And some change here.
Right.
Okay.
And
so there's supposed to be a release, but however, then what?
It didn't occur. Well, Paulson and Greenspan went to the People's Bank of China to secure the release of the money, which is where it was stashed at that point, or
it was
deposited.
But now, and the money has been moved to a Swiss bank?
Then it was moved to Goldman Sachs, and unfortunately it was being tampered with then, and then it was moved to a Citigroup bank.
Which I believe has some Rockefeller roots in it.
Right, exactly.
So we have trillions of dollars perusing the countryside here, going from one bank to another.
Right.
And this money is supposed to be injected into the economic bloodstream of this nation.
Right. It also in for the aid of the G7 members and their failing banking systems.
Okay, so their aid as well.
To repay some of the loans that we have outstanding and to replace monies that were missing and needed.
So it's also to retire debts that the U.S. owes creditors who happen to be G7 members.
Right, exactly.
So it's sort of a infrastructure/pay-your-debts fund.
Right. Now,
what's the status now? We've seen this money bounce around from bank to bank with names like Goldman Sachs, which is directly traceable to Mr. Hank Paulson, your friend and mine.
Right.
And then, to Citigroup, which has the stain of the Rockefeller name on it in some way, shape, or form. What's the case now?
Well, unfortunately, it's not totally clear whether this money has really been released yet. Even the Queen of England wrote a letter saying that the evaporated funds should be released for the good of humanity. This is from a story by Christopher Story, the editor of the International Currency Review.
Yeah.
So it's not clear if this money has been released from this, what they call a suspense account with Citibank in New York City. And, it could be very well what's holding up, the credit freeze or keeping it frozen around the world.
In other words, the body needs an injection of blood, and this is where the blood is being kept.
Well, it's certainly one source, one major source with, a lot of money.
Does the balance still, I know it's hard to know every little thing. It's not like they send you a statement and say, here's so much money, but is it still in the 20 trillion?
Well, it would seem to be, yeah.
That's such an indescribable amount of money.
Right. Well, you know, they literally, in the 90s, looted the Russian economy and, drove out.
Is this where the money came from?
Yes. With billions of dollars of gold as well.
Hold that thought, Jerry. We have
okay.
a few seconds.
All right.
That's a very good cliffhanger. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Jerry Mazza, a New York journalist. Stay tuned here on RBN.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
One,
the preservation of capital.
Two,
consistent profitability. And
three,
the pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
And welcome back to When Worlds Collide here on RBN. We're continuing our discussion with the New York-based journalist Jerry Mazza, an online associate editor with the Online Journal. And we're discussing primarily the inner workings and intrigue that go along with the so-called global financial meltdown that the conventional dominant media tells us that we're experiencing. Before we get back into these specifics, especially the location of an ungodly amount of money bouncing around to different banks, some of it intended to pay U.S. debt, some of it intended to actually be a transfusion into the U.S. economy. Before we get into that again, Jerry, do you believe, just as a sweeping statement, that we're looking at a global financial meltdown? Some of this the idea that many Americans have been conditioned to believe that whatever goes wrong on Wall Street is the alpha and the omega of everything, and that that's all that matters. I mean, is it as bad as we're being told, or is it worse, or is it difficult to say? Just in your opinion,
it is difficult to say, but I would say it's pretty bad because it stretches across the world. And I don't know if the problem really is all about home default mortgages. I think it might have to do with more with derivatives and swaps and this what they call the casino part of Wall Street.
The whole unregulated speculation,
right,
feeding
right.
frenzy.
Right.
This no is responsibility, no accountability.
Absolutely. This is a dark hole in space that only very few people are privy to. It's very hard to understand. You need an MIT level mathematical mind to understand some of these things, like credit default swaps, which people buy to insure pieces of debt, whether or not they have the money to pay back those things or not, and they buy them from people who may or may not own those pieces of debt. I mean, it boggles the mind.
Yeah, when people neither have the assets to get something,
right,
or you're getting something from someone and they don't actually own it,
right,
it's completely counterintuitive to the usual way that we do things.
Yeah, exactly. And my feeling is that that is a larger problem, and that the banks have been caught short in some kind of derivatives crash, and does not really have the resources to bounce back. Also, generally speaking, we as a nation are in a terrible state of debt. The debt ceiling was raised to $11.3 trillion.
Yes, that's true.
To deliver this $700 billion bailout.
Yeah, the private debt of individuals and the public debt to which we're all indentured, yes.
Right. You know, the average household in America probably has about $12,000 in revolving credit card debt. Our savings are down. We spend some 0.4% more than we make just on a regular basis. The government is running a $500 billion deficit. The balance of trade deficit is at least $500 billion. And
I'd be amiss in not pointing out what Gus Stelzer, a former GM exec, says. There's a direct relationship between the trade deficit and the budget deficit, because when you lose your ability to manufacture and have value-added processes,
right,
within the economy, your revenue sources all plummet. Everything from local governments dependent on property taxes that manufacturing concerns pay, and people with higher earnings who work in these manufacturing concerns are making fewer purchases, therefore there's less sales tax revenue, that there's a direct relationship between the revenue declines that come from a demolition of our manufacturing and from outsourcing,
right,
and that depressed revenue therefore results in budget deficits and therefore public debt. But that's just an aside, just for clarity.
Right. Well, what also happens with regard to China is that there's a considerably higher rate of savings there.
Of course.
And like 30% of their GDP gets saved, whereas very little of ours does.
Yeah, our trade deficit is their trade surplus.
Yeah.
Our loss of value-added manufacturing is their gain.
Right.
If the whole situation were reversed or at least balanced, you'd see the kind of earnings people would need to hang on to a home, to not default on their mortgage, to save money, to not get into as much debt in the first place, to have larger down payments so they don't need to borrow as much. All that being said,
right,
that's sort of the foundation or the general framework of what's going on. But, okay, now, back to what we were talking about, here sits this money, apparently, correct me if I'm wrong, that was at least in part pirated from,
right,
the collapse of what was known as the Soviet Union.
Right.
And this money could be
used as an infusion of capital.
Right.
Into the G7 U.S. Financial system.
Okay, hold that thought. We got quick messages here in RBN. We'll be right back with Jerry.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848. Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Returning now to One World Slide with online journal associate editor Jerry Mazza, an acquaintance of mine from New York that I met in September of 07. Jerry, this whole situation boils down to the question of these apparently pirated funds from the wake of the Soviet Union's apparent demise and right. The money bouncing around. And it's, at least initially, it was over $20 trillion, sort of parked off budget, parked offshore, at least for a while. I mean, in and of itself, this is an amazing scenario here.
It really is.
I guess what it boils down to is, will this money ever retire any of the debt and or fund any of the needs of America, despite its nefarious origins and strange travels? I mean, can any good come of this, in your view?
Well, I think that the people who are blocking it are at the highest level of government, and they include our president and his father, G.H.W. Bush.
Yes, the other bonesman. Yes.
Yeah, the other bonesman, exactly. And I think they are the stumbling blocks, and they would like very much to loot this money, along with Mr. Paulson and some other bedfellows. So, quite honestly, I don't know how this story is going to progress. They have barely just released some of the money that they were supposed to. I think the day before yesterday, they released $125 billion into the economy to help it thaw out, but they're not going to release the other $125 billion till January 9th. So given the dire circumstances that we're supposedly facing, they certainly seem to be taking their time in releasing funds that they already have appropriated.
The fund releases that you're talking about right now are not, they don't have anything to do with these off budget monies we're discussing.
No, that's from the appropriation of $700 billion for the bailout.
So that those, Congress approved that would come from either the printing press or would be borrowed from foreign sources.
Right. So,
but that, what that suggests, though, is that the infusion could be done all at once from these other funds.
Right.
I don't claim to understand the whole totality or every inner working of this thing. But, yeah, you, like you say, if we're having this global financial meltdown that hits the heavily indebted U.S. particularly hard, why such a casual remedy for a raging alcoholic?
Right. I think one of the dark reasons would be to drive the market down even farther, and those people who have large amounts of cash can buy everything up at a considerably reduced price. I mean, it's kind of that simple in a way. And that causes a great deal of suffering to the average American, obviously. The Dow is around 8,300 now. I mean, we have lost 3,000 points, which is a considerable amount, maybe more than any time in our history. So nobody seems to be rushing to do anything. I mean, housing sales, curiously, are slightly up, but not anything really to cheer about.
Just kind of like the gas prices taking a sudden drop, you get the feeling that it's temporary, and perhaps even after November 4, they may start crawling back up.
Right. Right.
I may be so cynical.
Well, there is a little bit. I think that they're monitoring the public's point of view. I mean, I guess they're waiting for people to be in the streets with pitchforks before they really move on this thing. And I guess it takes time for the money to circulate, even under the best of circumstances. But the Washington Post has a story that central banks are slashing their rates as investors flee. Now, that's another problem, is that people have become so suspect of the markets that everybody's selling off everything.
Liquidating
their positions. Exactly.
Now, I had a friend ask me this question. Maybe this is just an aside. I don't want to get off topic, but when people begin to liquidate these financial instruments and convert it into cash, then that becomes a cash cow for the revenuers, because then all these all that liquidated money becomes taxable, doesn't it?
Right. Right. That's true. It's capital gains.
Yeah, you wonder if they weren't trying to force people to sell so they could realize a bonanza in terms of taxing that liquidated cash,
possibly,
or liquidated assets converted to cash.
Possibly.
But very interesting. I mean, so much could be said of this whole financial situation, and I'm a little bit reluctant to go much farther on it today, if only because I'd like to talk about 9/11 a little bit.
Sure.
I guess we'll switch gears. I like to not be too, regimented in the way I do this show.
Sure, go right ahead.
Now, before we get back to these pirated funds that have been moved around that could probably go at over $20 trillion apparently, that could go a long way toward retiring U.S. debts and getting heroin addict's jump start here to get the country going again. But on 9/11, I mean, I'm pretty familiar with the basic rudiments of the whole thing.
Right.
Everything from that it's impossible for jet fuel that largely burns up on impact to literally turn the concrete part of the Twin Towers into a fine dust and
right.
decimate the building. It's almost like, where do you want to begin? The box cutter wielding 19 Muslim story is literally laughable.
Right.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
if there ever was a conspiracy that's a theory, then that conspiracy is the ultimate conspiracy theory. And then the unmolested lawn by the Pentagon.
Right.
The lack of plane wreckage in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, when
right.
there, in New Baltimore, Pennsylvania, only 8 miles away, there were, in-flight magazines and entire seats falling into
right.
people's yards.
Yeah, there was a circle of debris
yeah.
about 8 miles in diameter.
Yeah, the government story falls apart with even the slightest bit of skepticism, like pulling one tiny little thread and an entire tapestry becomes unraveled. It's amazing to me, just in and of itself, that such a flimsy story could be made to hold up even as well as it has. Certainly it shows the power of deception, doesn't it?
Well, if the story is repeated over and over again by the highest sources of government and by the mainstream media, it sort of sinks in. Now, most people are tied up in their everyday lives, and they would never think that the government could perpetuate something like this, but there was a lot of money involved from a financial standpoint.
Now, here's where we get the tie-in that I thought you might bring up.
Mm-hmm.
What is that tie-in between 9/11 and the financial?
Well, there were a lot of what they call puts and calls, where you either bet money for a stock to fall and lose its value, and that's how you make your money, or you bet for a stock to go up.
You can make money either way.
Right, you can make money either way.
These
now,
are the put options.
Exactly. Now, there are hundreds of millions of dollars made on the puts. That is for American Airlines and United Airlines stock.
The very airlines whose planes were allegedly involved in the
exactly.
in the attacks.
So somebody would have to have foreknowledge of that event to make that kind of money. And on the other hand, you had big bets made on the stocks of Northrop and other defense industry companies to zoom up, which they did, of course. So a great deal of money was made there. Then there was insurance. Larry Silverstein, who held a lease for the World Trade Center, had the insurance raised 2 months before 9/11.
He only acquired that lease, I believe, in July of 01, correct?
That's right. And at that point, they raised the insurance to $3.2 billion.
For the entire World Trade Center complex.
For the entire World Trade Center.
Seven buildings on 16 acres, uh-huh.
Right, exactly. And not naturally, but after the horrific event, he demanded that he be paid $7 billion because, in effect, there were two plane hits and they were two separate events. Now, this created a big brouhaha with the insurance companies, and it was finally settled, I believe, in 2007 by Elliot Spitzer, and Silverstein was awarded $4.66 billion. I mean, his personal initial investment was very trivial, probably something around $20 million, but in the lease, but the Blackstone Group and other people had invested in the original lease, so they made a huge amount of money in terms of insurance.
Now, wasn't the Blackstone Group the Peter G. Peterson operation?
Right.
Yeah, a well-known fixture at the Council on Foreign Relations, the long-suspected front for the international establishment that makes government policy secretly behind closed doors. It's amazing how these things all interconnect, you know, financial skullduggery in the so-called meltdown and proposed bailout,
right,
and then financial skullduggery with 9/11. Of course, anybody that would have foreknowledge enough to make money on put options, whether they're betting that a stock for United or American Airlines would go up or whether such stock would go down, they'd have to have foreknowledge. This foreknowledge wouldn't just happen for the sake of happening. It would mean that the attacks were planned,
right,
with some element of the American economy and or government knowing about them and at the very least not doing anything about them, or at the very worst, actively participating in some way, shape, or form.
Right. One of the little-known facts is that the towers themselves needed to be taken down by a certain point in history because the first 60 stories of the towers had been coated when they were built in the early 70s with asbestos. So they were literally asbestos bombs, and they couldn't be taken down by internal demolition at that time, because obviously
at
they
least
would,
not of the legal sort.
Right, they would blow this stuff all over the place. Now, Mr. Silverstein and his partner Frank Lowy and the Blackstone Group knew this when they took the lease, that those buildings had to be taken down. Now, it seems like more than...
Point of clarity, did the lease go from the Blackstone Group to Silverstein, or was he affiliated with the Blackstone Group?
I think they were his partners. Exactly, you know, what the...
I think you're right, but we won't get bogged down on that. Go on.
Right. But the fact is that they knew those towers had to come down, so they were buying a 100-year lease on something they knew would have to come down by sometime around 2006 or 7, the latest. So, in a way...
A 100-year lease that Silverstein was a partner with as of July 01, that was a 100-year lease?
Right.
100 years.
Right. Right.
For buildings finally constructed in the early 70s, euphemistically known as David and Nelson, I might add,
right,
since
right,
they well, were conceived by the Penguin over there in the GE building at 5600, the three floors of the Rockefeller family.
Yeah, well, the Rockefeller family provided the original property for the development of that downtown area, 16 acres.
Yeah, to redevelop what was a more working-class area, I believe.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that that's an interesting little part of the history of that. And it seems to me that they through the Port Authority of New York, New Jersey, they tended to pass off a lot of the operational costs off to the public.
Right.
I believe. So a typical Rockefeller move, private gain, but always let the public assume the risks and the cost of everything, just
right,
like David Rockefeller does with his Museum of Modern Art.
Well, it also gave a very practical reason to take these towers down by an illegal attack, literally blowing up the towers. Now, unfortunately, doing that released all that material.
Yeah, and many others, yeah,
into the air. And we had in New York City this awful gray pyroplastic cloud hanging in the air for months and months and months. So that's a little known reason. Those towers could not be disassembled by hand the way they are now trying to disassemble the Deutsche Tower, Deutsche Bank Tower, which is still standing. And has this black mesh masking over it. That building is still there. And
they had one rather suspicious fire there, I believe.
That's right.
And lost a few firemen or a couple of firemen, but other than that, they seem to be taking that down in the installment plan rather than the carte blanche, blowing it up.
That's correct.
Even if you have to kill just a few people to do it, which seems to be what happened, as terrible and unbelievable as that may sound to the average American.
That's right. It is. What happened is that somebody had removed the standpipe from within the Deutsche Bank building, which meant they couldn't pump water to the higher floors where the fire was, and two firemen lost their lives in that terrible accident. Also, the construction company.
We got to hold that thought, Jerry, for the final comments after these breaks.
Okay.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, here on RBN, One World Collide. I'm your host, Mark Anderson, American Free Press writer. We'll be right back with Jerry Mazza, New York writer. Stay tuned.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
And now we conclude with the final few minutes of When Worlds Collide, concluding our discussion with Jerry Mazza, associate editor of the online journal. He lives in New York. We've talked about primarily what appears to be trillions of dollars that was essentially looted from the former Soviet Union and has been shuffled around from bank to bank. And it would appear to be a standby item that could be a massive transfusion that would at least buoy the U.S. economy. But for reasons that no mortal man can totally discern, this money is being held up.
Being blocked.
Blocked. The current president's father, the elder Bonesman, could be possibly involved in holding this money up. But just to sort of cap that subject off, Jerry, like you mentioned earlier, the standard bailout, they're taking their sweet time when the average American is on the ropes in a big way.
Right.
Do you have any new stories or articles that are about to come out on the onlinejournal.com? I'll plug that again, onlinejournal.com, that get into the financial angle more?
I have one up right now that's called Follow the M3 Money to Hell.
Follow the M3 Money to Hell, the M3 Money Supply of the Fed.
Right. The Fed has three different types of money supply, and
right.
The category for M3 is for all the big money and the investment money, and they stopped publishing reports about that in 2006, probably because funny stuff was happening to big amounts of money.
So listeners could Google M3 Money to Hell or something along those lines.
Yes, and the story would come up. Or they can go to onlinejournal.com and just scroll down the page.
Very, very good. We'll definitely keep an eye on that. And as far as 9/11 and the financial linkages that we've drawn in the limited time we have today for such topics,
right.
Living in New York, what do you think of the average New Yorker, Jerry? Do they still buy this story? I know that Carl Pearson, an attorney there, and an associate of his, Christopher Strunk, had tried in recent years to get a ballot initiative at the city level,
right,
that would in some way call for a New York-based state or city-level investigation, bypassing the federal 9/11 Commission report that was as much or more of a whitewash than the Warren Commission.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see the average New Yorker still accepting this, what I think is the most preposterous story in all criminal criminal venues, this 19 flying Muslims with their box cutters, do they still buy that epitome of preposterousness? Or
I'm sorry to say that many people do, but you do have a great many other people who don't. And I think that Les Jamison, who heads up the 9/11 Truth organization, one of them, has 30,000 signatures that he's amassed, which is enough to get a ballot initiative to get onto the ballot. He would need an additional 15,000 to make it veto-proof.
Veto with regards to the New York City Council.
Right, exactly.
Yes,
so,
now Mr. Pearson, the attorney I know from there, alleges that Mr. Jamison's outfit is not totally straight and doesn't have as many names as it claims. But I think the principle is important, that New Yorkers ought to be able to get another investigation, since a crime scene was never even established.
Absolutely.
Around the area.
Absolutely.
And we'll talk again, Jerry,
okay.
Online included, or around the radio, rather.
Okay.
And I want to thank you for being on here.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, read the online journal, ladies and gentlemen, at onlinejournal.com. Jerry Mazza, one of the associate editors. And thanks for listening. Thanks for the callers earlier. For Paul Craig Roberts, this is When Worlds Collide, every Tuesday from 11 to 1 Central, noon to 2 Eastern. We'll see you next week on the radio.
Gold has been